Own Christmas morning smiles with Littlewoods.com when you order by 7 p.m. on the 21st of December for inclusive Christmas delivery with gifts for everyone from brands like HP and Fitbit. Plus, you can spread the cost interest-free. And there's inclusive standard delivery and free returns. Own it. Shop now at Littlewoods.com. Available on small in-stock items. Credit provided subject to status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited. Over 18s only. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Goods and services provided by Shop Direct Home Shopping Limited.
Wednesday, December 21st, 2016, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, sports writer from Denver, Colorado. You know, we bring you our own brand of sports talk every single week, a little less sports meathead, first take kind of sports talk, and a little more common sense, maybe actually getting to laugh at some of the sports world instead. You'll actually like it a little bit better. If you'd like to recommend the podcast, please tell every single person you've ever met in your life that they can download and subscribe to the podcast in a number of different places. They can go to iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Republic, Google Play. We have our own channel at Audio Boom. And of course, they can head over to blogtalkradio.com or head over to our website, dailydosesports.wordpress.com, where we also do put up an article or two every single week. One did go up this week that you might want to check out. A little bit of breaking NFL news that you might not be aware of that is going on right now. You know, a lot of the major media outlets don't have this story. We at Daily Dose Sports, of course, do. So you might want to head over there and check that out. And we do always put a link to the podcast there. Also, be sure to stop by our podcast network every single week. Check out rogueintel.com, where Duff over there at Rogue Intel does a good job of finding new and different podcasts that are sure to suit your needs. You need something to listen to as you drive around. You need something to listen to as you're sitting in traffic trying to go Christmas shopping. Got a lot of things to do. You're sitting in your car, you need something to listen to, check out Rogue Intel, and of course, you'll be listening to the Daily Dose as well. If you've got a question, you've got a comment, maybe you need some advice, maybe you're looking for some advice. We have had some people write in and ask for some advice. Ask about any subject. You can hit us for anything. You can hit us on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter or Facebook at Daily Dose Sports. That is D-A-L-Y, Daily Dose Sports. Today on the show, it's Christmas time. Are you ready for Christmas? Are you excited for Christmas? It's not quite as exciting, you know, the older you get. A little bit different. You know, when you were a kid, you had a little bit different of an outlook on the whole Christmas season. Things you were looking forward to. As we get older, you start to realize what you really value in life. You start to realize what's truly important to us at this time of year. And mostly that is keeping our loved ones from falling off ladders. But you know, it's getting close. I hope you have your shopping done. I hope you're at least got most of it done. It's coming very quickly. You got your Christmas music playing. I've told you in the past, I can only take Christmas music maybe about 3 or 4 days. There's only so many songs that I can listen to. Like I can listen, you know, to maybe the White Christmas. And I like, you know, Whitney Houston blasting out Joy to the World as much as anyone. But when we start getting, you know, the same old songs and we start getting them by worse artists, like I don't need to hear New Kids on the Block singing Santa Baby. I got to call it quits about then. We're starting to circle the drain at that point. That's when I have to shut it back off. I can't do it. Today on the show, we have a Christmas wish list for a number of different sports figures. Look, we aren't selfish. We're not asking for us. We're not trying to be greedy and say, what can we get this Christmas? No, we've got a Christmas wish list for a number of figures out there in sports. Things that they need that they might not know they need. We will also look at week 15 in the NFL. And you know, Christmas season is a time for hope. It's a time for hope. Got to talk about a few NFL teams. Plus, a few NBA teams might be a little bit better than we thought they were. Might be. We'll see if that all turns out. Got a look at some interesting stories coming out in college football that we want to talk about. And of course, we have a holiday-flavored Daily Dose Top 5 that you've got to stick around for. Okay, first and foremost, we've got to get to our Christmas wish list. Yeah, feel free to cue that music. We can, you know, I hope you're ready for Christmas. I hope you're ready for Christmas. Here at the Daily Dose, we try to help people. So we put together a Christmas list for some people who might need some things. And like I said, they might not realize they need them, but they just might be in need of certain things. So Merry Christmas to all, and let's get started on our Daily Dose Christmas wish list for 2016. A few things we've got to ask for. We've got to ask good old Santa Claus. Or if you're dyslexic, you might ask Satan for certain things. I don't know. It's up to you. To former Baylor head coach Art Briles. Remember Art Briles? Art Briles was fired after he was found out that he knew about sexual assaults by his football players down at Baylor, and he failed to report them or tell anyone. Since 2011, 17 women reported being assaulted in some way by 19 different players. He is now suing Baylor University, stating that he has suffered mental anguish. I would like for dear old Santa to bring Art Briles a clue. Isn't that a little bit ironic that you're talking about mental anguish after these poor college co-eds were sexually assaulted or just assaulted in general? Poor Art Briles suffered some mental anguish. Poor thing. Yeah, he needs a clue. Clearly doesn't have one. To the City of London. Got to give the City of London something. You know, our stepbrothers? What are they over the sea there? I mean, we used to all kind of be a little bit related, didn't we? With the States and all? Here's what I would like to give the City of London. I'd like to give them a real NFL game played by real NFL teams. Here's the games they got this year. The Indianapolis Colts against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The New York Giants against the Los Angeles Rams. And Washington played Cincinnati. That was the games that they got this year. Next year, they get Baltimore against Jacksonville, New Orleans against Miami, Cleveland against Minnesota, and Arizona versus the Rams. Look, I know the Brits don't really care much about our style of football, but maybe they would if they actually saw some real football. They don't see any real football. Sorry, London. I'm asking for you. I'm trying to help you, London. Maybe you shouldn't tax our tea so much next time. We'd be nicer to you. You get Jacksonville a couple times. Good luck with that. Another wish. To Colorado head coach Mike McIntyre. You know, Mike McIntyre, what can you say about the job he's done up at Colorado? I've got to give the guy some credit. And I'd like to wish for him a new contract. Because other better schools are going to want him. You know, CU was left for dead when he got that job. And living here in Colorado, we kind of see what goes on up there. They don't get much administrative assistance with their athletic programs. They somehow have deemed themselves like an Ivy League school. Like, we're not really that concerned with athletics. It's starting to change a little bit. But Mike McIntyre has actually had to raise that program from the dead. He had them in the top 10 this year. Do you realize that? He has them going to a halfway decent bowl game this year. And, you know, it's not a good sign that defensive coordinator Jim Levitt just went to Oregon to be their defensive coordinator. Same exact job, just more money. That scares me a little bit. Mike McIntyre is probably going to end up at Tennessee here sometime soon. He's going to end up going to a bigger, better school where they actually do care about athletics. Colorado. I don't know. I mean, we're asking dear old Santa Claus. Hopefully he can get you a contract up there because I can see Mike McIntyre leaving. To Dallas Cowboys fans. Oh, you back on the wagon? You back on the wagon now? You know, last week we started to hear Cowboys fans, we need to bring in Romo. We need to get Romo back. Maybe we need to get in Romo. Yeah. We're going to give them a nice little spot back on the Dallas Cowboys wagon. Because that bandwagon, last week, a few people jumping off. We're going to talk about that game they had against Tampa Bay on Sunday night in just a few minutes. But Dallas Cowboys, we'll let you back on the wagon for now. For now, we'll let you back on the wagon. But don't forget. Don't forget what you just did. You were just trying to bench Dak Prescott. He played pretty well on Sunday night, didn't he? We're going to let you back on this time. To Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh. What could Jim Harbaugh need? What type of Michigan? He's rolling along. Maybe he could get a win against Ohio State someday. I probably should wish for that. I'm going to wish for Jim Harbaugh a new TV station besides TV Land, apparently.
I don't think there was ever a question there. I think it's just a lot of gobble-gobble turkey, you know, by just gobble-gobble-gobble turkey from Jive Turkey Gobblers, you know. It's just, that paints a pretty good picture of me. He's a very confident guy.
Jive Turkey? See, See, just watching like reruns of the Jeffersons and Good Times and stuff. He needs some new channels. Jim Harbaugh needs like a new cable package or something. So I'm going to wish for that for him. I'm going to ask Santa Claus for another present for the College Football Playoff Committee. You know what I'd like? I'd like just a tiny, just a tiny bit of honesty. Look, we all know you're in the business of creating reality TV. We get that. We completely understand. You want the biggest named teams. It doesn't help your business when you take a smaller named team and then nobody watches the game. I get it. But can you just kind of be honest? Can you just say, hey, look, we're going to be honest. There's some teams out there we could take. We could take a TCU. We could take a Baylor. But let's be honest. We want Ohio State because people are going to tune in for that. Just be honest. We know you did it. Just admit it. College Football Playoff Committee. Always trying to spin. Well, what we were looking at was we were trying to see which one had the better conference. Oh, well, on this case, we weren't looking at that. Stop lying. Just a little bit of honesty. St. Nick, can you bring them just a little bit of honesty? To the NBA Players Union. I'd like to wish for just a tiny bit of common sense when it comes to the one and done rule. It's a complete farce right now. If you saw the Ben Simmons documentary, Ben Simmons didn't even go to class at LSU. You sign up for classes and you call it good. You might, maybe, possibly, have to pass one semester. And when I say pass, I don't mean pass with flying colors. I really just mean don't fail. It isn't that hard to not fail. Like you send a tape recorder in every 3 days and maybe take one quiz and you're probably not failed. But if a kid wants to go to the NBA out of high school, go ahead. And if they want to go to college and they're not ready for the NBA, then that's fine. Go take 2 or 3 years and stay at college. The news came out that a new CBA deal was just reached last week with the NBA. You probably heard that. The NBA got a new CBA deal. It's reached. We're not going to have a strike. We're not going to have a lockout. Both sides have agreed on this. Did you notice one and dones weren't even mentioned? And as quick as we are to blame the NCAA, that's not them. That's the NBA Players Union. And they didn't even touch it. And it doesn't look like they're going to anytime soon. They're going to push that to the back burner as far and as long as they can. Come on now. Stop making college basketball just a complete joke. Stop taking kids that aren't ready. Now, as much as I'm on the NBA Players Union, now it's time to make a wish for the NCAA. Can you just have a tiny bit of compassion? Can dear old St. Nick bring the NCAA just a little bit of compassion? You're not innocent in this either with the one and dones. Because if a kid declares for the draft and isn't selected, why can't he go back to school? If he hasn't hired an agent or he hasn't taken money, who cares if he goes back to school? The NCAA is in the business of helping kids, right? Let them go back. Let them keep their eligibility. And let them continue their education. You better start being nicer, NCAA. Because when the Big Five conferences just branch off and they start their own minor league system, you're going to be dependent on others for their compassion. Better start sowing those seeds right now. NCAA isn't always doing what is best for the kids, as much as they try to convince us that they are. To the Houston Texans, what could I wish for the Houston Texans that Santa could bring? I'm going to wish for some sort of, I don't know if this is available, is there some sort of like 1 year warranty on that quarterback you paid $72 million for? I'm not saying you're going to get full credit back, but you'd think you'd have some sort of lemon law protection or something. Something. Gotta have something. Seems like they got a raw deal on that. Some sort of trade-in value. I don't know if you can prorate that, but $72 million is a lot of money for a guy that is a really bad quarterback. Hopefully you got a warranty. Maybe Santa Claus will bring you a warranty. Gotta wish for LeBron James and the rest of the NBA players that are taking nights off. Look, I know Greg Popovich started all this. And I'm not really with it, but I understand it. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, last week, the Cleveland Cavaliers went to Memphis. And when they did, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love all sat out the game to rest. Hey, I understand. It's all about the postseason. It's not about the postseason right now. Right now, you're just trying to stay healthy. You just need some breaks. And yes, I know Michael Jordan played all 82 games when he was like in his 50s. But today's generation needs regular breaks and hugs, and they always have to have a bottle of water wherever they go. But can I just ask St. Nicholas to possibly talk these guys into not doing it all on the same night? Can you just have a little bit of sense? Don't do it all on the same night. Remember when you were in high school and you decided to skip class? Cool. No big deal. But then, like, three of your friends found out, and they're like, oh, we're going to ditch too. Yeah, see, here's the problem. Then it starts drawing attention. If just one of you sits out, you can get away with it. If it's three, four, five of you sitting out, then everybody starts noticing. I understand. Like I said, you guys need a rest. I mean, you do work 82 days out of the year. That's not true. That's not true. We can't say that. They practice. They do some other stuff. But still, I realize there's 82 games. There's playoffs on top of that. I understand that you have to pace yourselves and take your water and get your hug. I do. I get it. But the fans that show up deserve to see at least one of you playing. This is, at the end of the day, an entertainment business, right? Now, I realize a Broadway show might have an understudy step in on a night or two. It happens. But trust me, the show won't go on much longer if all they do is nights of nothing but understudies. The NBA just doesn't need to make a big deal out of it. Quietly tell teams, if more than one healthy player is sitting out for a road game, then your franchise is going to be making a very healthy donation to a worthwhile charity. Handled, done. That's all the NBA has to do. So if I'm wishing for anything, I want some of these players to have some sense and not all sit out the same game. And I want the NBA to step in and say, hey, just so you know, we're okay with you guys sitting out. But if you all sit out on the same night, then your franchise is going to be making a really, really big contribution to a worthwhile charity. And I mean a few million bucks, because we're going to fine you. And we'll send it all to charity. It's not a bad thing. If you want to do it, go ahead, but we are going to hit you. You can't do that to the fans. You can sit out. Don't do it all at once. I'm going to ask Santa Claus for something for Oklahoma City guard Russell Westbrook. I'm going to ask Santa Claus, can you just get him a few more wins? Dude is doing everything. Westbrook has 31 points a game right now, 11 assists per game, 12 rebounds a game. Thunder are just 16-11. They're sitting at 7th in the Western Conference. Now, you might hear that, and you might say, well, yeah, but they lost Kevin Durant. I mean, what do they have left? 7th in the Western Conference. That doesn't sound so bad. Right now, Oklahoma City is 2.5 games of Portland. They are just 5 games ahead of Denver. Shouldn't you be winning a little more than that? I'm going to ask Santa to give Oklahoma City a couple more wins. Win a couple more games. Now, I know this was kind of last week, but I've got to make a wish for Seattle Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman. And what I'm going to wish for him is I'm going to wish Santa will just kind of tell him, be just a little quiet. Look, I've defended Sherman in the past. I've defended his rants. He's a smart guy. Very intense competitor. Remember when he screamed at Michael Crabtree after the Seahawks beat the 49ers in the NFC Championship like 2 years ago? I thought it was hilarious. And he was right. He was exactly right. If you're going to call him out, you better step up. When he calls Thursday night games a poop fest, I agree 100%. He's exactly right. But last Thursday, after Seattle beat the Rams, Sherman said he was yelling at his head coach, Pete Carroll, for throwing a pass at the goal line. And while I completely understand his frustration, Pete did lose a Super Bowl that way. You can't go make this public. Richard Sherman, you're smarter than that. It undermines your coaching staff when you say, yeah, I went and told them what's what. You can't do that. And if you want to defend it, here's the question. Would he be okay if Pete Carroll lit him up publicly after he gave up a score? If not, keep your mouth shut. I like a lot of what Richard Sherman does. Didn't like that. You can't do that. Can't undercut your coaching staff. Here's a wish for new Florida Atlantic head football coach Lane Kiffin. Just a reminder. Santa Claus needs to bring him just a reminder. You have to play the game. You've got to shake hands with boosters, hug grandmas, kiss babies. Because if you can't make it work at FAU, you're going to be hard-pressed to get another head coaching job. Remember, at Oakland, at the University of Tennessee, and at USC, Lane Kiffin did not play well with others. And that is why he was passed over for jobs like Houston and South Florida. Believe me, I know better than anyone. You have to play that game. You have to make those people happy, because at the end of the day, that's kind of who's paying your salary. Better learn how to do that. Lastly, our last Christmas wish this year. I have one last Christmas wish that I've got to ask Santa for. Could you bring all defensive backs at all levels of football? Just a small reminder that if you didn't make the play, you shouldn't be waving your finger at anyone. Week after week after week, I see wide receivers beat the defensive back, and then the ball gets like overthrown, or the wide receiver drops the pass, and the DB runs out, waves his finger. Don't you throw at me. I'll make your quarterback overthrow the ball. I got mind control over your quarterback. You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. You're not Darth Vader using the Force. You got beat. Stop acting like you did anything whatsoever. You don't need to issue any warnings. You need to keep up with your band is what you need to do. Can Santa just please give them some gout in their joints or something? I don't know. But if you didn't make the play, you don't get to wave your finger. You don't get to wave your finger that, oh, you're lucky the quarterback overthrew you when you were wide open. They're not. Stop it. And I'm seeing it now in the NFL. I'm seeing it at college. I'm seeing it at high school and Little League. The DB gets beat. The wide receiver drops the ball and he waves his finger. Not on me today. I made you drop that somehow, even though I wasn't in the play. Santa, please, can you smack defensive backs upside the head every single time they do that? Oh, I'm so sick of it. So sick of it. Got to talk a little bit of NBA. I want to talk a little bit of NBA. We got a lot of football to get to. Got the top five to get to. I want to talk a little bit of NBA. Of course, the NBA lost longtime sideline reporter Craig Sager last week to a longtime bout with leukemia. Sager was known for his flamboyant, colorful suits. But here's the thing that a lot of people, it kind of got lost in those suits and the way he presented himself. They looked at how he was saying things. They looked at how he was dressing. And they didn't realize, dude was just a true sports fan and just a good guy. He stayed positive until the very end. And from everybody that was around Craig Sager, he signed every autograph for anyone that ever asked. He could be sitting there at dinner. You could interrupt him. He was happy to do it. He was just that guy, just a good guy. You might not know this. How big of a sports fan was Craig Sager? Next time you see that old video of Hank Aaron hitting his 715th home run, remember he breaks Babe Ruth's record? And no, I'm not talking about the two clowns that run out on the field and pat him on the back. Hey, white guys approve. I'm not talking about those guys. But notice the shaggy-haired kid in the long white jacket at third base. You know, we do remember those two kids that ran out on the field. But Sager had somehow snuck down to third base. He had a tape recorder, and he was recording it. I don't even know how he got down there. But he was just a huge sports fan. Sports world lost a very, very good guy in Craig Sager. There are a couple teams in the NBA that might be a little bit better than we thought. And it's a long season. This could change, I won't lie. But right now, there are a couple of sports teams look a little bit better than what we originally thought they were. First team I want to talk about, team you might want to keep an eye on, just kind of keep them in the back of your mind. The Memphis Grizzlies are 18-10 and sitting at fifth in the Western Conference. Now, you might say big deal. But here's a few things to think about. They've done it without point guard Mike Conley, who might be their best player. And they've done it without shooter Chandler Parsons, who was brought in to provide shooting. He hasn't even been there. Memphis is on track right now to win around 56, 57 games. And the interesting thing about them, they somehow find ways to win the close games. They're 4-0 in overtime this year. And they play defense and pound the ball inside for high percentage shots. That's why they're winning those close games. I know a lot of people say, well, that's kind of a crapshoot, and that's just you either were lucky that night or you weren't. If you play good defense and you get high percentage shots, when it gets tight and it gets close and pressure is on, that's usually the team that's going to get a win. Keep an eye on Memphis. I don't think they can, you know, really challenge for the West, but they could be there. And with the physicalness and the toughness that Memphis plays with, might be a team to keep an eye on. Another team I want to look at, I have no idea how long this is going to last. But I'll say it anyways. The Charlotte Hornets aren't horrible. There, I said it. Charlotte is not horrible. They're 15-13. They're actually in first place in the Southeast. They're ahead of Atlanta. And Charlotte, they're not great. They don't score very well. They're pretty solid defensively. And yes, I expect them to eventually crash and burn. But considering the only thing this franchise really has to hang its hat on right now is the crying Jordan meme, it's better than nothing. We're at least talking about them. They're at least competitive. Maybe they can make the playoffs. I don't know. Okay, I'll give you one more team that I do like in the NBA so far this year, surprising me just a little bit. Now, I thought Houston would be solid. They're better than solid. Do you realize Houston just won 10 games in a row? One of those games was a 132-127 win over the Golden State Warriors. For all the talk about Russell Westbrook, take a look at what James Harden is doing. Have you looked at his stat line lately? James Harden, 28 points a game, 8 rebounds a game, 12 assists per game. I didn't know James Harden could even pass the ball. 12 assists per game? Eric Gordon is giving them some scoring punch. And keep an eye on Sam Decker. Remember, he missed his rookie season with a back injury. Dude is way more athletic than you think a white guy should be. I'm telling you, watch Sam Decker. Dude is an athlete. He can jump. Houston, now, could they be a team that could challenge Golden State? Could they be a team put themselves up there with the Clippers, with the Spurs? Keep an eye on the Houston Rockets. That's a pretty good team. And they might continue to get better. We know how Mike D'Antoni coaches. He's going to get more and more production and more scoring out of this group. Can they play any defense? It might not matter. It might not matter. Hey, we've got a lot to get to. We've got to get to college football that has a huge scandal going. NFL Week 15, plus a holiday-themed top five that you do not want to miss. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Dear podcast listener, we accept the fact that we have to sacrifice not only our Wednesdays, but our Fridays as well to entertain you. But we think you are crazy to make us do a promo telling you who we think we are. When you listen to our podcast, you think you know who we are, in the simplest terms, in the most convenient definitions. But what we found out is that each one of us is a dork.
I had the basket case,
and I'm a princess,
and I'm a pothead.
Does that answer your question? Sincerely yours, The Prime Podcast. Find out more at theprimepod.com. Think of
the
tender
things that we were working on. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of me,
and very much reflect the hidden recalcitrant inside each and every one of you. There will be topics in bad taste and many you won't agree with. So keep a leash on your inner SJW and jump on in with an open mind as we explore the controversial. Find us on iTunes, Google Play, or SpokenUnspoken.com.
Hey guys, it's TJ. I know you're enjoying the wonderful content the Rogue Intel Podcast Network provides you. We really couldn't do this without the support of you, our wonderful listeners. One of the best ways you can say thank you also happens to be one of the easiest ways. Just go to rogueintel.com/Amazon and do your Amazon shopping as you normally would. It won't cost you anything, and you'll be supporting your favorite podcast network. That's rogueintel.com/Amazon.
Was the night before Black Friday when all through the mall, the biters lurched stiffly, 10,000 in all. The pain I did bring, a gift that kept giving.
There's 6 million ways to make the undead stop living. It's so nice to be naughty, I thought with a grin. I'm just getting started. Let the sleigh ride begin.
Dead Rising 4. Let the sleigh ride begin.
Peggy 18.
Was the night before Black Friday when all through the mall, the biters lurched stiffly, 10,000 in all.
The pain I did bring, a gift that kept giving. There's 6 million ways to make the undead stop living. It's so nice to be naughty, I thought with a grin. I'm just getting started. Let the sleigh ride begin.
Dead Rising 4. Let the sleigh ride begin.
Peggy 18.
Got to get to a little bit of college football news coming out this week. Not sure if you realize this. Stanford running back Christian McCaffrey, of course, did declare that he is going to the NFL draft. We knew LSU running back Leonard Fournette is going to be going to the NFL draft. He has also let everyone know he is done at LSU. Did you realize both of these guys have now announced they are going to sit out their respective bowl games? They're going to start getting ready for the draft. That's what they said. They're going to start prepping for the draft. Okay, nobody preps for the draft. That's not what they're doing. Let's be real clear what they're doing. They are not getting hurt in a bowl game. That's what they're doing. When you see players like Marcus Lattimore, remember Lattimore a few years for South Carolina? Looked like he was a bona fide NFL star. Blew his knee out again. Now, I'm not saying I necessarily agree with McCaffrey and Fournette. I don't know how to feel on that, but I understand what they're doing. Right now, they have a golden ticket to make millions of dollars in the NFL. Both of them do. And that golden ticket could go away if they get hurt in that bowl game. You can act like it won't, but it will. And yes, I look at it and say, well, they came as a team. Like, what about your teammates? How do you look your teammates in the face and say, hey, fellas, it's been fun. Good luck, but I'm not going to play with you because I got bigger things to do without you suckers. I don't know if I could deal with that. I don't know if as a coach I could deal with that as well, but I understand it. I don't want to lose my lottery ticket either. If you've got the winning lotto ticket, I want to hold on to it. That's all they're trying to do. But is that going to be a trend? Is that going to be something that we start seeing every single year? The big stars? Hey, we know they're going to the NFL, so they're not going to play in the bowl game. So much for the bowl game. Now, maybe it's because they're in smaller bowl games. LSU and Stanford, they're not in the national championship picture. They're not up there. If they were in those games, would they be playing? Or would it matter? Is this simply, you know, preserve my best interest? I don't know. I'm not saying I agree with it, but I understand it. Now, we did get a bit of a scandal in college football last week. We've got espionage, folks. Legitimate espionage. I don't know if you saw this or paid attention to it, but Wake Forest radio announcer Tommy Elrod was apparently giving game plans to opponents. Yes. Demon Deacons head coach Dave Clawson said he started getting suspicious when they noticed Elrod spending an abundance of time going through the play files. Now, if you don't know what that means, number of these schools, they keep computer files with breakdowns of plays, breakdowns of situations, breakdown of opponents' plays, breakdown of success and fail, all these kind of plays. And they said they noticed Elrod kept going into these plays. Now, Elrod, understand this, he's not just an announcer, but Elrod played for Wake Forest. He was on the coaching staff for 11 years, but Dave Clawson didn't keep him on the staff. And so Clawson started noticing Elrod spending a ton of time going through the play files. That's from both practice and games. He was looking at a lot of trick plays. He was looking at a lot of different plays. He was spending sometimes 3 and 4 hours looking at special teams play. And rumor has it that 3 or 4 teams around the country were getting inside info on the Wake game plans. Of course, all of them are denying it. Louisville, Virginia Tech, and one more team that they're saying could be coming. Now, Louisville, I just hope for Bobby Petrino's sake, for the head coach at Louisville, I hope he's got a good alibi because, you know, he's already had some trouble. He's already had some problems in the past. But all of the coaches that got this information or they're saying got this information, they're all saying the same thing. We didn't pay any attention to it. We didn't even look at it. They didn't even run those plays. It didn't matter one bit to us. They didn't even run those plays. It didn't matter to us. We were already better than they were. And they probably were. You don't need insider information to beat Wake Forest in football, do you? I mean, if you do, you got problems. Now, one of the teams that is still out there that could still be one of the teams that is named that did get inside information, they're talking about could be Army. Remember, the cadets at Army do have something called the honor code that they kind of have to live by. They weren't taking these secrets, were they? Oh, I hope not. Genuinely, I hope not. Now, like I said, Elrod was on the team. Elrod played for Wake. He was on the coaching staff for 11 years. Clawson didn't keep him. So he does have an axe to grind, sounds like. And it sounds like he had some personal issues. He had a lot of things going on in his personal life, some really, really bad things that were going on in his personal life that could have made him at least either have problems with the current staff or maybe kind of snapped and some bad things happened. But there are some implications here that are more far-reaching than just who won and who lost. It's a lot more than that. Here's a couple things that are out there. One, if the teams use the information, and we can prove they use the information at all, are they at all culpable? Are you going to see someone like Bobby Petrino at Louisville get fired? Could that happen? If they used it, and you did get information, you know it's cheating. You know you got information that you didn't go earn. Hey, if you go scout and you pick these tendencies up, you earn that. You can have that. If someone comes and gives you a playbook and says, hey, look out for these plays, it's a little bit dirty. Are they culpable at all? Two, are there going to be criminal charges coming in this case? I want you to think about that. If I work for Apple and I give away proprietary information, I got news for you. I'm going to jail. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Could criminal charges be coming? They might be. Lastly, and here's one that I don't know if many people are thinking about this. Are there any gambling implications here? Because if anyone was laying money on Virginia Tech versus Wake Forest, and you knew, hey, we just gave Virginia Tech all their plays. We gave Virginia Tech all Wake Forest plays. They should win this game. Was anyone making any money? I'm just telling you right now, get the popcorn, get comfortable, get your feet up. We have got a spy novel going on here at Wake Forest with Wakey Leaks. Crazy things going on at Wake Forest. Who does that? I can't get my head around that. Crazy, crazy things going on. Okay, bowl games coming up this week. Look, I've decided I'm dropping the silly sponsor names when I refer to bowl games from now on. I'm not doing it. I tried to, we had a couple of them last week. I'm not doing the silly names. I won't do it. No longer are you going to hear me on the Daily Dose saying the Franklin American Mortgage Credit Union Weed Eater Potato Bowl. I'm not doing that. It's too stupid. Even just saying the Potato Bowl is kind of stupid, and that's actually coming up this week. But, try to keep this simple. Let's get to the games that are actually worth watching this week. This is going to be a short segment. There's not much worth watching this week. I'm telling you that right now. Wednesday next week. Next, 1 week from today. Maybe you're listening to this on Wednesday. Maybe you download, you subscribe to the podcast, and you listen to it on Thursday or Friday. If that's the case. Next Wednesday, on the 28th, only two games worth watching. Till we get to the big ones, and next week we'll break down some of those big games. But there's only two games worth watching, and they're both next Wednesday, December 28th. First one, 12 p.m., the Pinstripe Bowl. Pinstripe Bowl is 12 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and that is Pitt versus Northwestern. Could be a shootout. Don't forget, Pitt gave Clemson their only loss of the season, and Northwestern's offense could score points against that Pittsburgh defense. So, might actually see a decent game. You want to turn that on next Wednesday. Maybe you've got the day off. Maybe you're going to call in sick that day. Whatever it is, if you're sitting around on the couch, don't have anything to do, turn on the Pinstripe Bowl. Might be worth your time. I'll give you one more. Again, next Wednesday, right after that one, 3:30 p.m., the Russell Athletic Bowl, Miami versus West Virginia. I like this West Virginia team. They actually played some defense in the Big 12. We know how rare that is. They had their best season since joining the Big 12. But here's a stat I'm going to throw out at you that might surprise you a little bit. This might actually catch you off guard. I know at the Daily Dose, I've got smart listeners. This might catch you off guard. Do you realize the Miami Hurricanes have not won a bowl game in 10 years? How's that possible? I realize they've been down a little bit. How is that possible with the athletes they get down in Miami? They get some stud players down in Miami. Tells me they didn't really care about the bowl game. Now, you know Mark Richt, who is now down at Miami, is going to try to change that. His first year there, he's going to try to say, hey, things are a little bit different. We're going to win our bowl game. We're going to have a little more focus than you have here in the past. I think West Virginia is the better team in that matchup, but Miami's going to come out and try to win that. I'll tell you that right now. I'm not going to lie. Bowl games will get better next week. This week, they are looking a little bit like closing time at the bar. It's not like it's getting late. Lights are kind of dim. You can take a chance, and you can hope one of these games coming up this next week. If you look at the schedule, and you say, oh, I'll give it a shot. It's kind of like closing time at the bar. It really is. Take your chance. Hope one of them turns out to be a knockout. But I'm telling you right now, you might wake up with a wildebeest. It's just how it is at this time of year. You don't know from one of the... I gave you two that I think will be good. Other than that, taking your chances. All right, NFL Week 15. Got to get over to that. Week 15. We just talked a few minutes ago about Seattle, Richard Sherman. Did you see the color rush uniforms for the Seahawks versus the Rams? They were horrible. The Rams went with the all-white. Yes, they even had the blue and white helmet, which I think is the way they should go. And then Seattle wore the nuclear snot green. Now, that uniform is absolutely hideous to me. But you know what? Those uniforms aren't for me. I've got news for you. When you're at your Christmas dinner and you see, you know, your 12-year-old nephew or niece or whatever it is, ask them what they think of those Seattle uniforms. And they'll be like, they love them. They think they're the greatest thing ever. They should wear those all the time. So when we see these color rush uniforms, I know a lot of them, I look at and I'm just, ugh, so ugly. They're horrible. But you know what? When you're a kid, they're the coolest thing ever. They're so exciting. Now, personally, you know me. I have a lot of problems with current day uniforms. I look at, like, the Denver Broncos play the New England Patriots. I look at the Patriots uniform. They're horrible. The best uniforms they ever had were when they had the white helmets, the red tops, the white pants. They look crisp. They look clean. Best, some of the best looking uniforms in the league. And now they have that kind of, I don't know what it is, ugly, off, bluish, navyish. It's hideous. And I realize we tend to glamorize the things from our youth, but I don't know. They wore those throwbacks with the red and white a few years ago. Those are the best looking uniforms I've seen. Color Rush uniforms, a little bit weird to me. Try to keep in mind. Color Rush, if you're over the age of like 25, not for you. They're for the little kids. And Seattle won that game, and the Rams are horrible. The Texans trailed the Jaguars 13-0. When Texans head coach Bill O'Brien did what he said he hadn't even considered doing, he benched Brock Osweiler. Remember a couple weeks ago, we talked about that? And he said, I haven't even considered benching Brock Osweiler. That's not even on my radar. I'm not even looking at that. And what happened? He benched Brock Osweiler. The Texans came back and won the game 21-20. Now, things got a little more interesting after the game, because after the game, the Jaguars fired their head coach, Gus Bradley, immediately following the game. And then they still had to fly back to Jacksonville, and Bradley flew on the plane with them home after getting fired. Are you flying home with the team that just fired you? I'm finding another flight. I don't care. I'll get a taxi. I'll go planes, trains, and automobiles to get home. I'm not flying home with the people that just fired me. There's no way. But that's how Jacksonville rolls. You couldn't wait 3 hours to get home and then fire him then. You had to make the plane ride uncomfortable. Jacksonville. The Patriots curb stomped the Broncos 16-3 in Denver, which all but ends the Broncos' playoff hopes. Patriots are back to looking like they might be the best team in the AFC again. Could be the best team. Defense is doing enough. I don't know if the defense is great. Running game is doing enough. With Deion Lewis, that running game is actually quite a bit better than with LeGarrette Blount. Blount is a power back, not as explosive as Deion Lewis. I like him in there a lot. The one concern I have with New England, those wide receivers, there's not much depth there. They don't have a whole lot of depth, those wide receivers. Better not have an injury, because you're out of players if you do. But Patriots starting to look like they might be the best team in the AFC. The next best team in the AFC might be the Oakland Raiders. They got back on top of the AFC West by beating the Chargers and Phillip Rivers. And the Raiders got some help from the Chiefs, who found a new and creative way to lose to the Tennessee Titans. Raiders climbing right back up there. They've got to finish a game ahead of Kansas City. Remember, they have no tiebreakers with Kansas City. Can't finish tied with KC. They've got to beat that team out, or they'll drop down into the wild card round. Despite Jason Garrett's best efforts, the Dallas Cowboys still managed to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I watched most of that game. Tampa Bay was horrible. Jameis Winston did not look like he was ready for prime time. He had 3 interceptions, 2 fumbles, and a headbutting penalty. Not his strongest performance. But here's the problem. As bad as they looked, as bad as Winston and Tampa Bay looked, the Cowboys still had to squeak out a 26-20 win. And you know why? The same thing we say every single week on the show. Because head coach Jason Garrett had Dak Prescott throw the ball 40 times again. Ezekiel Elliott, meanwhile, 23 carries. I'm calling it right now. I'm saying it right now. Feel free. You can have breaking news if you want to. Breaking news, I'm telling you right now, the Cowboys are going to eventually get beat in the postseason, and it's going to be because Jason Garrett likes to think he's smarter than everyone else. It's coming. I'm calling it right now. It's coming. Now, this time of year, with it being Christmas time, we did talk a little. We don't need to play Christmas music again. No. This is the time of year for hope. Maybe you look at your team. Maybe you take a look and you say, you know, maybe next year. Maybe next year we're going to be better. And I know we struggled a little bit this year. Maybe we don't have this or we don't have that, but we've got some hope. The future is going to be bright. Right now on the Daily Dose, I'm going to give you four teams that have no hope whatsoever. They have no hope. I've got some good news and I've got some bad news. The bad news is your team is terrible and it isn't getting better anytime soon. And there is no good news. First team on the list. Well, should I put this team on the list? Here's kind of an honorable mention. I'm going to mention the San Diego Chargers. I'm going to throw them out there. And I'll tell you why. Phillip Rivers is nearing the end. San Diego won't build that team a stadium. They have some good young players, but they're probably going to be moving to LA. So if you're a San Diego fan, not a lot of reason for hope. And you're going to be running out of quarterback really, really soon. Okay, past San Diego. So that's kind of the fifth team. But let's get to the four teams that truly, in the NFL today, have no hope. I don't care if it's Christmas. I don't care if it's New Year's. I don't care if it's the first day of the draft. I don't care if it's the last day of the season. These teams have no hope. First team, the New York Jets. The New York Jets, not only has this group already quit this year, they don't have anything to look forward to. Head coach Todd Bowles has lost this team completely. And what is it you're looking forward to next year? That great defensive line? That hasn't turned out. Your quarterbacks, Ryan Fitzpatrick and Bryce Petty, are a dismal, dismal future. Okay, Jets fan, it's okay. Let me throw this out for you. Next year, keep your fingers crossed. Starting at quarterback for the New York Jets, Jay Cutler. It could happen. It could happen. New York Jets, not a lot of reason for hope. I'm going to give you another team. Has no hope this year. Despite the Christmas season, still no hope for the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars were up 13-0. Tom Savage led a comeback. Now Gus Bradley is out after he flew home on the company plane. You know, Jacksonville thought they had their franchise quarterback when they drafted Blake Bortles 3 years ago. They don't. Bortles can't make the most elementary of throws. And any stats he ever gets, did you notice, are when the game is decided and it's garbage time. That's the only time. So what do you do now if you're Jacksonville? And I know they keep trying to spin. Look at all this talent we have. Look at all the great players we have. Yes, we're not quite sure what's going on at quarterback and Blake Bortles struggles, but look at all this talent. You don't have that much talent. Who do you have? Jalen Ramsey? The rookie corner? I got news for you. That's not good. What do you do if you're Jacksonville? Do you go draft another quarterback? You'd be better off going and signing Tim Tebow. I'm telling you right now, Jacksonville, London isn't going to stand for this much longer. You better go do something. If I'm a Jacksonville Jaguars fan, I do not have much reason for hope right now. I'll give you another team, the San Francisco 49ers. You know, the best thing about Colin Kaepernick's protest concerning the team was that it actually took the focus off the horrible product on the field. For a few weeks there, we weren't noticing that the Niners have no coach. Chip Kelly's been horrible. They have no quarterback. Both Kaepernick and Blaine Gabbert were horrible. They have no skill position players even worth mentioning, aside from maybe Carlos Hyde. The San Francisco 49ers are 1-13. And remember, they won in week one. They've lost 13 games in a row. But next year, what is there that's going to change? Who are they going to get? Who's going to go? They don't have any players, and they don't have any hopes. Not a lot of hope if I'm a San Francisco fan. The last team, of course, who else could it be? The 0-14 Cleveland Browns. The Browns should be relegated to the SEC. They got blown out by Buffalo on Sunday. They get the top pick in the NFL draft, but does that even matter? Let's take a look back, because we know that Cleveland needs a quarterback. Here are their recent quarterback picks that they've made, because they've had a bunch. And a lot of these picks are high first-round picks. Cody Kessler, Johnny Manziel, Brandon Whedon, Colt McCoy, Brady Quinn, Charlie Fry, Luke McCown, Spurgeon Wynn, Tim Couch. So go ahead and take the top pick. I don't care. You can take the top pick in the next 10 drafts if you want. It won't matter because the Cleveland Browns have no hope. Hey, if you're looking for that last holiday gift, you aren't quite sure what to get, head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose. You know, Loot Crate delivers the best in collectibles, apparels, gadgets, art, you name it. You can go order a crate. You can get a subscription to crates. You can even get individual items, and they actually do have pretty good prices. You can get Marvel gear, anime stuff, Firefly, Halo, South Park, gaming crates. They have pet crates. And you know you're sitting there listening right now, and you're like, I forgot my dog. You forgot your dog, didn't you? Did you forget to get a Christmas present for your dog? When he tears up your new shoes, you just remember how you made him watch you open all your stuff, and you gave him nothing. And you know the best part about ordering is when you place your order, put Daily Dose in the coupon box, get 10% off your order. And I've told you in the past, Loot Crate kicks us some money. We forward that to the Billy Betts Lacrosse Fund, which helps kids get involved in sports. You get what you need for Christmas. Your loved ones get cool stuff. Your dog doesn't chew up your new stuff. And some needy kids get to be involved in athletics. You're getting good karma going into 2017. Okay, as we do every single week, we have got to get to our Daily Dose Top 5. And of course, with it being the Christmas season, we're all getting ready, getting the presents, getting the tree. It's kind of funny. We look at Christmas a little bit different than we do any other holiday. It's different than New Year's. It's different than Thanksgiving. It's different than Halloween. We approach Christmas a little bit differently. We got to get the perfect tree. It's got to be the right size. It's got to be the right lighting. We got to get the perfect tree. It would be a much, much better Christmas if we had the perfect tree. Got to get the perfect gift. Let's see. I'm shopping for the white. Oh, what would be perfect? I got to get the perfect. You know what they'd really like? What they'd really like? We got to get the perfect gift. You want to have the perfect meal. Everything about Christmas, we hold ourselves to a kind of a ridiculous standard, don't we? If it's not quite right, we feel horrible. Oh, I really wanted to get him that jacket. They ran out, and I had to get him this other. Yeah, it was cool, but it wasn't the perfect gift. We're always looking for that perfect gift. You want to get everything right on Christmas. And I'm telling you right now, you don't want anything on our top five list this year. The Daily Dose Top 5 today, least popular Christmas gifts for sports fans. Got some bad ones here. I'm not going to lie to you. Got some tough, tough presents here. All right, let's get to it. Now, these were voted by a few of the people around that kind of helped me out with some of the things here on the show. I told you, I have kind of, I don't want to call them a brain trust. That sounds insulting to them and to me. But a few people in the know. We've got John out in Southern California. He helps me out. Mike out in California, he helps me out. Mike here in Castle Rock, I'll get some input from him. You've heard Raymond every once in a while on the show back east. I'll talk to him. Big Rob is here in Denver. I'll talk to him every once in a while. Of course, Laren Centennial, another popular guest. I'll kind of ask them. I need some input. What do you think? What's the least popular gift for Christmas this year for sports fans? And so these are some of the suggestions that we've had. So today, Daily Dose, top five least popular Christmas gifts for sports fans. Again, You probably don't want to get these things for your loved ones. Let's see what we have here for number five. I have not read these yet. Number five, the Caitlyn Jenner decathlon dress for boys. That's not, I don't think that's a thing, is it? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not a thing. That's not a thing. Would not be popular, I wouldn't think. I don't know. One, decathlon doesn't quite have the same, you know, feeling that it used to. Back when, you know, Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, whatever, used to do it. Like now, nobody does that anymore. Either way, the Caitlyn Jenner dress for boy, probably not real popular. I understand it. Yes, it's not popular, but I don't know that we want that on the list. Let's go to number four. Number four on our list, least popular Christmas gifts for sports fans. 4th of July, Jason Pierre-Paul firecracker surprise. See, that sounds dangerous. That sounds more dangerous. I don't know what that involves. We know what happened with Pierre Paul. He's got a couple digits that he still hasn't found. So, yeah, I guess. I guess that makes some sense. Let's look at number three. We'll move on to number three. JaVale McGee's Guide to Smarter Basketball. Sure. picture. Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that. I've seen JaVale McGee. If you don't know who JaVale McGee is, big man for the Golden State Warriors. He's bounced around. Not always the smartest fellow. Not always the Mensa type of guy. Scores on the wrong baskets at times. Forgets whose ball it is. Takes the ball out when it's not his. Guy to smarter basketball. Probably not a real popular sell at Barnes & Noble. I understand that. Let's move on to number two. Least popular Christmas gifts for sports fans. And that is fully paid tuition to the Brock Osweiler Passing Academy. Does Osweiler have a passing academy? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he has that. I'm not sure if Brock has a passing academy. But if he does, I understand. I wouldn't want to send anyone there either. Number one on our list. What could be number one? Got a few different directions on this list. What could be number one? The number one Daily Dose top five least popular Christmas gift for sports fans. Cleveland Brown tickets. Of course. Of course. Hey, next week on the show, a Daily Dose look back at the year 2016. We will start to preview the first actually good, interesting college football bowl games, NFL stories, NBA, and of course, like you just saw, the Daily Dose top five. Don't forget to subscribe wherever it is that you download the show. Maybe you get it on iTunes. Maybe you get on Stitcher. Maybe you go to Blog Talk Radio. Wherever it is that you download the show, please just click subscribe. They like to see how many subscribers they have, and that will help us get seen by a few more people. Feel free to contact us at dailydosesports@gmail.com or hit us on Facebook or Twitter. And be sure to head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose and get some of that holiday shopping finished up. Maybe you even need a little bit of a late present. Maybe you're not going to see somebody on Christmas Day. You can get something over at Loot Crate for them just a couple days later. Enter that coupon code DAILYDOSE to get 10% off your order. Have to say thank you to GSP. Could not do any of this without you. I wish you all a safe and Merry Christmas.